You're coming through, Lord, loud and clear. Coming through Isaiah. And this rendition is my own. That's a safe way to take a text, because then you can say you're always consistent with the text if you did it yourself. But anyway, if you've never heard it before, it's because I redid a King James version. And this is real interesting. Try this sometime. Try to redo a King James version with what you think it means. And then check a Revised Standard or some other text. It's real interesting. From Isaiah 40. Relax. Quiet your busy thoughts. Rest your tired muscles. And ease your troubled soul, says God. Be at ease, restful and quiet, as you tell one another that your time of service through suffering is done, and your misdeeds are pardoned. Because you have done double suffering for God, and He will take it from you. A voice cries, touching you where you are. Get ready for the Lord. Make a park in the tenements and a highway through a mountain. And fix two snow tracks and other seemingly impossible tasks. The low places will be praised and the high places put down, as valleys are exalted and mountains made into prairies, as roughness is made smooth and crookedness made straight. Greater yet, something will happen for all fleshly men to see, because God has promised. The voice shouts, cry. And I say, cry what? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. Relax. Quiet your busy thoughts, rest your tired muscles, ease your troubled soul. He is coming to serve. Well, how about it? Can we do it? Can we be released from our anxieties? There's a radio message coming through right now, which says we can. And this week, when our new telephone system is hooked up, the first message will say that we can do it. Because it will tell of the release that is coming at Christmas. Release that is coming in communion. Release that is coming in one another. Release that is coming in the hope of the future in God. You are coming through loud and clear, Lord. Our time in service as suffering servants to God is past. God takes that suffering on Himself. Get ready for His coming. Do things that are impossible. For now you can do them as you anticipate something much greater. Is it true that all flesh is really grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field? The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of God blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. Or is man not like the flower who withers when God blows his breath on him? I am only like a flower. Or maybe it's better an onion. When I will not receive that breath, receive that spirit. You see, in Hebrew, breath and spirit are the same word. Ruach. If I receive that breath, that spirit, that calling, then the word or the life or God will stand and stand forever. You're coming through loud and clear, Lord. Coming through Paul. You should look on us as Christ's servants who have been put in charge of God's secret truths. The one thing required of the man in charge is that he be faithful to his master. Now, I am not at all concerned about being judged by you or by any human standard. I don't even pass judgment on myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not prove that I am really innocent. The Lord is the one who passes judgment on me. So you should not pass judgment on anyone before the right time comes. Final judgment must wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light the dark secrets and expose the hidden purposes of men's hearts. And then every man will receive from God the praise he deserves. Coming through loud and clear. Relax. Quiet your busy thoughts. Rest your tired muscles. Ease your troubled soul. He is coming to serve. Does this mean to stop judgments on one another and to be servants of Christ instead of the suffering servants of God? Apparently so. All right, then, I should really relax. Put all my eggs in one basket and know that the basket won't be dropped if I place my suffering in Christ. You are coming through, Lord, loud and clear. Coming through Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison about Christ's works, he sent some of his disciples to him. Tell us, they asked Jesus, are you the one John said was going to come, or should we expect someone else? Jesus answered, go back and tell John what you are hearing and seeing. The blind can see, the lame can walk, the lepers are made clean, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is preached to the poor. How happy is he who has no doubts about me. While John's disciples were going back, Jesus spoke about John to the crowds. When you went out to John in the desert, what did you expect to see? A blade of grass bending in the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed up in fancy clothes? People who dress like that live in palaces. Tell me, what did you expect to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, you saw much more than a prophet. For John is the one of whom the scripture says, here is my messenger, says God, I will send him ahead of you to open the way for you. Remember this. John the Baptist is greater than any man who has ever lived. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. John the Baptist is greater than any man who has ever lived, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the time John preached his message until this very day, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violent attacks, and violent men try to seize it. All the prophets and the law of Moses until the time of John spoke about the kingdom. And if you are willing to believe their message, John is Elijah, whose coming was predicted. Listen then, if you have ears. Now, to what can I compare the people of this day? They are like children sitting in the marketplace. One group shouts to the other, "We played wedding music for you, but you would not dance. We sang funeral songs, but you would not cry." John came, and he fasted and drank no wine. And everyone said, "He is a madman." The Son of Man came, and he ate and drank, and everyone said, "Look at this man, he is a glutton and wine drinker, and is a friend of tax collectors and outcasts." God's wisdom, however, is shown to be true by his results. God's wisdom, however, is shown to be true by his results. Coming through loud and clear. Relax. Quiet your busy thoughts. Rest your tired muscles. Ease your troubled soul. He is coming to serve. Relax enough to trust in the results. The results of the Lord being your servant. The results of the Lord speaking through you by messages which foretell his coming at this Advent, or voices telling of his servanthood for men in all seasons. You're coming through loud and clear, Lord, although we don't always want to hear. At times it's the style not to hear, or to pretend not to hear. But then, as Christ says, "Tell me, what did you expect to see? Did you go to see a great man, John?" Oh, it is true, he is great. In fact, he is the greatest man who has ever lived on earth. But the guy who is least of all on earth is greater than John. The guy who is least of all on earth is greater than John in the kingdom of heaven. Greater than John under the servanthood of Christ on earth. The proof of the pudding is in the tasting. Now that's true for Holden Village. It's true for life in general. And it's true for the message of God getting through to us. But I've got to listen. To let it touch me. To let it move me. Not to judge the one who brings it, nor justify that message through the use of my thoughts, my muscle, or my soul, but to let it affect my mind, to let it affect my body, and to let it affect my soul. as I give it to a servant, as I give my anxieties to a servant to throw away. You're coming through loud and clear, Lord. Do you hear it? He came as a servant. He is coming as a servant. He is here as a servant. It's our choice. Who will be our servant? Christ? Or our anxieties and cares of the world? You're coming through loud and clear, Lord. Listen then, if you have ears. Will you wither like grass and flowers? Or will you come alive from a living death to a new life? I'll say it three more times. You're coming through loud and clear, Lord. Coming to serve so I can relax. Will I let you serve me? You're coming through loud and clear, Lord. Coming to serve. So I can relax. Will I let you serve me? Amen.